Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has had another 1,480 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 9 additional deaths. That takes the death toll from the outbreak to 148. One of the deaths was a man in his 20s from Western Sydney. 1,136 people are in hospital in New South Wales, with 194 in intensive care and 78 requiring ventilators to breathe. Victoria has recorded 221 new cases from over 45,000 tests. Of the cases, 98 have so far been linked to known cases and outbreaks. The ACT has become the first place in Australia to achieve an 80% fully vaccinated rate in an age group. In the national capital, 80.2% of over 70s have had two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, while 71% of the over 50s are fully vaccinated. The ACT leads the nation on vaccinations, with 47% of over 16s double-dosed. Worshippers who gathered near a synagogue in southeast Melbourne in breach of lockdown rules face fines of more than $5,000 each. Police were waiting outside a building in Ripon Lee last night, where members of the Orthodox Jewish community were congregating, believed to be marking Rosh Hashanah. As people came out, heated words were directed at the media, and a cameraman was allegedly assaulted. United States President Joe Biden says the world must act urgently to halt climate change. Speaking after touring flood-hit areas of New Jersey and New York, he said fires, hurricanes, and floods were hitting every part of the country. And he warned conditions would worsen further without action to combat climate change.
Climate change poses an existential threat to our lives, to our economy. And the threat is here. It's not going to get any better. The question, can it get worse? We can stop it from getting worse.
That's right. El Salvador has become the first country in the world to introduce Bitcoin as legal tender. People can now legally use the digital currency, along with the US dollar, to pay for goods and services. This street vendor has told the BBC she doesn't welcome the change.
When I'm asked how much money I made, I like to take out the roll of bills and say, look, this is the roll of bills, and I see my money, how much I have made.
In football, the Socceroos have made history, becoming the first team in the Asian Confederation to win 10 straight matches in a single World Cup qualifying campaign. They beat Vietnam 1-0 in hot and humid conditions in Hanoi. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News in Easy English.